It's proof that we love our online shopping. Here they deal with 8,000 parcels on an average evening. But demand to get those deliveries out at a time that suits us hasn't always kept up. And that's where new Sunday deliveries come in.
People want more choice. They want more convenience. They want a bit of control as to when they want to receive their parcel. Offering another day when most people aren't working is obviously a good way of achieving that.
The retailers are already used to serving customers right throughout the weekend, but believe that shoppers will like the novelty of buying those weekend treats, receiving them on Sunday without even leaving home.
We only put the service on our website from Thursday, but it's been our best-selling products, the hampers, tea, but also some items that probably are useful on a Sunday, the condiments, etc., to go with picnics and Sunday lunch.
It won't just be luxury products that will come at an extra cost. Mark Steadman spent £12 just on delivery charges. He knows not everyone will be prepared to pay.
Usually, working in London pretty late, I tend to get them delivered somewhere else and pick them up when I can. So Sunday delivery is pretty helpful.
And what were you ordering this time?
My sister's birthday present, or one-off even, so a bit of a surprise.
Parcel Force are not the only ones trying to keep up with our shopping habits. Some companies have trialled aerial drones to make deliveries, while others are putting drop boxes at train stations for commuters to collect their parcels. With 51% of Royal Mail's business now in packages, they can't be left behind.
Perhaps it's been perceived in the past as being a bit sleepy, not as one of the kind of cut and thrust kind of firms that we've seen come into the parcels market in particular. I think this is about sharpening up their act and demonstrating that now as a private business, they're seriously after growth in market share.
But with Sunday delivery still a premium service, success surely depends on how desperate people are to receive that latest purchase. Rhiannon Mills, Sky News in Basingstoke.